And good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 1015 FM. This 24th of November, last week of spring and only 4 weeks to Christmas. Let's have a look at the sports headlines. Herald Sun in Melbourne, Daily Telegraph Sydney, Courier Mail in Brisbane. Two main sporting headlines in cricket. Travis Head, the throwback, who could be the future of Test cricket. And, of course, the story about the Formula One world title race has been blown wide open after championship leader Lando Norris and teammate Oscar Piastri were sensationally disqualified at the Las Vegas Grand Prix. But let's start closer to home with the AFL Women. And, of course, the preliminary final on Saturday. We had North Melbourne survived a scare from Melbourne to win 46-36. And, of course, the Lions defeated Carlton 67-32 in the other preliminary final on Saturday. So it becomes a North Melbourne-Brisbane Lions women's grand final next weekend. And looking forward to that, the Lions in 2023, North Melbourne 2024, who will win in 2025. So wonderful to see the Brisbane Lions women's team in the grand final. And small forward Ruby Savic was best for the Lions, kicking in a career-high 4 goals on Saturday. And could it be a miracle in football? Broncos won the men's and the women's. Brisbane Lions have already won the men's AFL Premiership. Can the Brisbane Lions women win the AFL women's competition? Let's see what happens next weekend. Go the Lions. In cricket, well, of course, as we said, the first Ashes test in Perth. What can you say about a 5-day test match that finishes in just two? Of course, Mitchell Starc, player of the match with 10 wickets, 7 for 58 and 3 for 55. But Travis Head, 123 off 83 balls after being thrust into the opener's role to see the Aussies win by 8 wickets, quite convincingly. Second test starts at the Gabba on the 4th of December. Listeners, get your tickets early for days 1 and 2. Forget the rest, I say. Sheffield Shield cricket, Queensland and Victoria at the Gabba. Victoria 9 declared for 318. In reply, Queensland 7 for 352. Matthew Renshaw 112 for Queensland. And in the Women's Big Bash League, on Friday night, the Thunder defeated the Brisbane Heat at Allan Border Field. And the Brisbane Heat lost yesterday to Melbourne Stars by 18 runs. They've now dropped to bottom of the ladder with none from 5. They'll take on Adelaide tomorrow in Adelaide in the Women's Big Bash League. In closer to home with cricket, Sunshine Coast in the senior men's first grade, one day at Caboolture and Tewantin on Saturday. Tewantin sent into bat by Caboolture, and Caboolture scored 8 for 238 off 50 overs, and Glenn Batty Otticini, 155 not out off 112, could get a call up to the Aussies. And that's wonderful news for the Caboolture first grade team there. They'll take on Coolum next Saturday. They're third on the one-day ladder. And in the senior women, Caboolture top of the ladder. They play Caloundra in round 5. Looking forward to seeing what happens there. And well done to Maroochydore. Senior men's cricket, they won the Division 1 T20 final yesterday. And they defeated Tewantin 4 for 188 to 155. Well, listeners, we'll go to a short break, and after the break, we'll come back and let's have a quick chat about the motorsport, the Formula One and Grand Prix in Las Vegas, where Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris were both sensationally disqualified. All that and more, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. And as we said, the Las Vegas Grand Prix, Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris were disqualified from the skid block wears on both cars being below the minimum 9 millimetre thickness. Skid wear is the wear on the protective plank on the underside of the cars. Also happened to Lewis Hamilton back in March. So they finished second and fourth but were disqualified. Now with 2 Grand Prix and 1 sprint race remaining, the championship leading Norris is on 390 points with Piastri and Max Verstappen superstar equal on 366 points. Verstappen is trying for his 5th title on the trot. Supercars, last round next weekend, the Adelaide Grand Final on the street circuit. Can't wait for that to come up as well. In football, in the English Premier League, well, Arsenal 29, Chelsea 23, Man City 22 and Aston Villa 21 round out the top 4. Match of the year coming up next Monday. Arsenal, they'll take on Chelsea 1v2. Should be fantastic. In the A-League, and the men round 5 yesterday, the Roar in Auckland, they had a 1-1 draw. Justin Vidic was the goal scorer for the Roar. They now play Melbourne Victory at Suncorp on Friday night. In the Women's A-League, they had a bye. They take on Newcastle next Sunday. And in the inaugural Australian Soccer Championships, the quarter finals on the weekend, Moreton City Excelsior defeated Avondale 3-1. They're into the semis next Saturday. In tennis, Well, Italy defeated Spain 2-0 in the final in Bologna in Italy to claim their third straight title. Of course, the Aussies, we've been eliminated by Belgium in round two. And don't forget the Brisbane International coming up on the 4th of January, not far away. In golf, the Queensland PGA on the weekend at Nudgee, a Victorian John Cameron won by two shots, but all eyes will be on the Australian PGA Championship at Royal Queensland Golf Club next Thursday. Adam Scott, Elvis Smiley, the defending champion, Cameron Smith, Minwoo Lee, Jeff Ogilvie, Daniel Hillier, just a few of the names that will be in action. In rugby union, well, the Wallabies, they lost their final game of the spring tour 48-33 against France, and not a good result at the end of the day. In touch rugby, good luck to all the Caboolture, Noosa and Kiwana touch rugby players and officials. They prepare for the 2025 Queensland Touch Football State Championships next weekend on the Gold Coast. We have 2,000 participants from across Queensland, interstate and internationally at the three-day tournament. In hockey one, well, the final round was played on the weekend. In the men, the Brisbane Blaze defeated Adelaide 9-0 to claim top spot. They're in the semis next Saturday in Melbourne. They'll take on Tassie. The Queensland Brisbane Blaze women's team, they had 2-2 against Adelaide but lost the penalty shootout, finished 7th on the ladder. In Caboolture netball, well, round 7 tomorrow night, the second last round of the women's competition, summer season. Jets Diamond in second spot will take on the top-ranked team there, the Glenis University, Universals, so 1v2 should be a great game there. In basketball, well, round 10, the Bullets lost to Southeast Melbourne, the Cairns lost to New Zealand. This week, the Boomers will take on New Zealand as part of the qualification for the 2027 World Cup, Friday night in Hobart, Monday next week in Wellington. And the Women's National Basketball League, Townsville still on top of the ladder, 6 wins, only 1 loss. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday, Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.